Welcome to The Balanced Breakfast. I'm your host, Tucker Fleming. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 reads like this. In Him, that's Jesus, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. Now, as you're hearing this or reading this, there's probably one word that you're hanging up on, and that's the word predestined. It's beyond the scope of this particular podcast to go in depth into all the challenging issues that might surround words like predestination. But what we can certainly draw from verse 11 is this. What Paul is saying here is that you contribute absolutely nothing to your relationship with God, to your standing before God, rather, to your being counted righteous before God, to your salvation. You contribute nothing to all those things except for the sin that made it necessary. What Paul is making clear here is that there is nothing human beings can do, will do, or able to do that can work their way into the presence of God. Nothing you or I can do can earn God's love for us, can earn more of God's love for us, can make God prouder of us. Nothing that we do can draw us primarily into a relationship with God. Everything that God does for us, in us, with us, from start to finish, is all of grace. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't exert some kind of effort once we're in a relationship with the Lord to grow closer to Him and walk alongside Him, but that's a topic for a later podcast. What Paul is saying in this verse is that you have done nothing to earn your salvation. Even the faith that you have, as we'll see later, that binds you to Christ is itself a gift. What the great news about this is that if you did nothing to earn your salvation, then if you are believing in Christ, you can do nothing to lose your salvation. Jesus tells us in the Gospels that He will lose none of those whom the Father has given Him. All the people whom God draws to Himself will come to the end of their lives, remain Christians, see the Lord face to face in heaven and in the new earth and new heavens. And when that happens, what we will all know at a deep, deep level is that this was all of grace. God has predestined us according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. There are no conditions that you have met or I have met that have made us worthy sons and daughters of God. Rather, what we read here is that this was unconditional. God does this strictly according to His own will because He alone has desired it. We have done nothing to obligate Him to that, to make Him do that, to force Him to draw us to Himself. It is all of grace. So today, as you make mistakes, as you fall short in any area of your life, what I want you to keep in mind as we end our reflection on verse 11 is this. You were drawn to God by God Himself. You did not work your way to Him. If God drew you to Himself while you were still enemies, will God not also draw you to Himself, be there for you, support you, love you, be a father to you when you make mistakes, when you sin, when you fall short, when you fail a test, when you don't make the team you want to make, when you don't get accepted to the college you want to get accepted to? If God loved you so dearly to draw you to Himself when you are a sworn enemy of Him, a child of wrath, far from God, how much more will He comfort you, draw you to Himself, now that you are united to Christ by faith? We'll see you next time.